Hello, and welcome to QCast. I'm Carrie O'Rourke with Quality Magazine. For this episode, I talked to Grant Lillevold, Vice President of Engineering at ST Industries. Grant discusses video measurement and where the future of the technology is headed. Let's listen now. Grant, could you tell us a little bit about video inspection and its advantages?
Sure. First, because cameras can provide images with very little light, you're able to highly magnify parts to see incredible detail, especially surface features, that with an optical comparator you are unable to do. Second, with the software available, you're able to measure features with great speed and accuracy using video edge detection. It gives you the ability to literally take hundreds of data points in an instant, where with an optical comparator, you're only able to measure one point at a time. Typical applications include circuit boards and other electronic components, plastic parts, medical devices, and miniature assemblies. Optical comparators work well with shafts and other turn parts, heavy parts, parts with a lot of depth, and parts where overlays can be used to measure entire features at a glance. Optical comparators typically have much larger fields of view than do video systems.
Where do you think the future of the technology is headed?
Well, I feel the future of video is probably headed towards larger fields of view measurement with no stage movement required. New cameras are being developed with extremely high pixel densities, which is the limit to which an image can be divided. The higher the pixel count, the more resolution you're able to get from a measurement. This will allow the use of larger lenses so that larger parts can be measured in a field of view. Customers are asking for faster measurement of larger parts, and this is a very viable solution. There is an economic limit, however, as lenses and cameras get more and more larger and more pixels, the more expensive they get.
What are the common questions customers may have about video inspection?
Well, the most common would be, is my part suitable for video or comparator? And we normally have to take a look at the part to give him our best guess, and also we'd like to know more about his environment and who's going to be using the product, as typically optical comparators require less knowledge of metrology than do a video inspection device.
And so what would the video inspection training be like?
Well, it'd be more understanding of how a measurement is taken. With a video inspection, you typically have to know that the pixel value is your limiting factor, and the number of pixels, or hence the magnification that you're using, is the limit to which you can measure a part. With an optical comparator, what you see is what you get. There is no small division as there is in a video system.
Are there any challenges people have with the technology?
I think one of the challenges to learn about video is lighting is extremely important. Having the light set properly, if you overdo the lighting, you can cause the camera to what's called bloom, and the image can be distorted. And so understanding the limits of the product is important.
Are there any industries where your products are used more?
I think our largest user right now in optical comparators has been in the medical device business. Since it's a non-contact device, it fits in well with a medical device where you don't want to introduce a foreign contaminant to the part.
And that concludes this episode of QCast. Please visit qualitymag.com to hear more.